You know what all those noises are, right, Steve?
Mark, because you know me well, those are my favorite noises to ignore. Yes.
Well, those notifications that our smartphones constantly send us are fueling growing concerns about smartphone addiction. But new research out of McGill University in Montreal says we might be looking at this the wrong way. And the show's Lauren Gilger is here with more on that. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning, guys. So there's a lot of talk right now about how our smartphones are making us antisocial, right? Like we're glued to our screens. We don't talk to real people anymore, right?
Yeah.
So this research says, though, that smartphones are not making us antisocial. They're actually proof that we are hypersocial. Samuel Vessier is an assistant professor in the Culture, Mind, and Brain program at McGill University, and he helped conduct this research. And when I got a hold of him to talk more about it, he told me they started with the premise that addiction is not just about the thing you're addicted to. It has a strong behavioral component as well.
So what we try to do in the case of smartphones, because it's an addiction that appears to be relevant for everyone. Say everybody is addicted to something, or everybody is potentially addicted to something, like say fat or sugar or salt. And as we're learning now smartphones, we're trying to understand, well, what kind of normal behavior is that? And why and how does it become dysfunctional?
Right. So where do you think this is rooted?
So what we think is that the compulsion to use smartphones is rooted in a deep evolutionary urge, or a basic need, if you will, for social connection. For social connection generally, and then in particular for social comparison, so for comparing ourselves to others, and for social information as well, for learning from others and for keeping up to date with cultural trends, for example, with news, with relevant information that enables one to function optimally in any given context.
So you're saying we're not being antisocial by not having actual face-to-face conversations with people. We're actually being more social by being on our phones?
Yeah, so there's a bit of a paradox there. So certainly, compulsive smartphone use is not antisocial, it is hypersocial. And the reason why it is so easy for us to become addicted and to use our phones compulsively is, again, because we have this basic need to connect with others and to learn from others. An old story, I think, for humans is that once we gain quantity in any given domain, we lose quality. So on the one hand, we're connecting with many more people, and we're connecting faster, and we're doing it more often. And on the other hand, we have lost a quality of face-to-face interaction, certainly.
Yeah. So do you think there are drawbacks to being social in this digital form, this high-quantity form, as opposed to face-to-face interactions?
Yes, I think there are immense drawbacks. If we examine demographic trends in the younger generation, those that were born after 1994 in particular, and this generation has been called iGen, so they're the younger generation of millennials. These are a generation of people who have grown up and been socialized primarily online. So recent research shows that this generation of iGen people is the loneliest generation ever. So they have higher rates of depression, of anxiety, they're going out more, they're socializing with one another in person less, and they're even having less sex. But what they do is they're constantly hyper-connected online. And we're trying to make sense of that.
Yeah. So I guess the question then is there a healthy way, a non-addictive way, to use a smartphone today?
Yes. So from a harm reduction perspective, we live in 2018. Most of us professionally, but even in terms of our networks of friends and families and loved ones, we need to be connected. So the question is how to do it well and how to do it responsively. So what we have found reviewing current research, which I should point out, most of which comes out of market research and experiments done in companies rather than in labs, so this is a very new field of research, but we have found that turning notifications off, for example, helps very much. So regaining control over addictive use. So for example, intentionally checking your phone once an hour, or if you can, once every 3 hours or a few times a day, that likely reduces the kinds of addictive behavior.
So there are innate things about the way that smartphones work that cause us to be addicted to them, that are unavoidable.
Right. So what we have found also is that the notifications, in particular the beeps and buzzes and the red lights, and the way in which they're delivered in an unpredictable schedule. So we never know when we're going to get a notification or not. This particular pattern activates the dopaminergic reward circuit in the brain and creates all kinds of panicky behaviors that you could call addictive. So it's the same kind of mechanism you find in slot machines or in gambling addictions.
So you told me before the interview that you actually got rid of your smartphone because of this research that you did. So that's amazing to me. Why was it that you decided you couldn't do it anymore?
Well, at first I decided to test our hypothesis that turning off notifications and checking the phone intentionally would reduce anxiety and, you know, increase well-being and productivity. And I found that worked so well that I actually did not need to be constantly connected to the internet. So I found that by getting rid of the internet altogether on my phone and simply checking my email a few times a day on my laptop computer, I simply found that I was much less stressed out and that my head was clearer. I had a better quality of awareness. So I thought, why not?
How has it been? I mean, do you feel disconnected in any way? Do you feel less social?
No, not at all. I still use social media sparingly, in particular Facebook, because it's a fairly important platform to connect with other colleagues and academics. And I did get rid of my Instagram. I can't say that I miss it very much. Another recommendation that we make as well, in addition to turning off notification, is setting clear expectations with the circles of people that we interact with on a weekly or daily basis. So I tell my mother, for example, we can talk once a week on the phone, but you can't expect me to reply each time I text during the day. Or I tell my boss, for example, it's not reasonable for us to communicate in real time after work hours, but tomorrow morning I'll get back to you.
All right, Dr. Samuel Vessière, thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Samuel Vessière is an assistant professor in the Culture, Mind, and Brain program at McGill University in Montreal.